Greetings and welcome once again to Grace Alive. It's good to have you tune in with us today, and we trust that you'll stay tuned for the next 30 minutes as we share together with you from God's Word. In just a few moments, we will start a brand new series of studies here on Grace Alive, a series entitled, What Would Jesus Do? 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1 will be our starting point for this series of studies. So if you want to take a moment now, get your Bibles and turn with us to Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, his first epistle to the Corinthians, and find chapter 11. That's where we will start in just a few moments. And as you get your Bibles, I'll remind you once again that you are watching Grace Alive. And at the end of the program, we'll be giving you complete information about how you can contact us with any questions or comments that you might have. We have, of course, a mail address, a web address, and a toll-free phone number. And in any one of those ways, we would like to hear from you. If you have, as I said, questions or comments about the program, or if you'd like to receive the audio or video cassette tapes, the CDs, or the DVDs of this entire month's series of studies. If you just write to us anytime during this month and request the series, What Would Jesus Do?, we'll be glad to get it out to you without any cost or obligation. Right now, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. And then we read this, a very short verse, but a verse with an important message for us today in the dispensation of grace. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, 1, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. In this passage, Paul encourages us to follow him. To follow him as he follows Christ. In other words, he tells us that he is setting the pattern, the example, for the way to follow Christ in the dispensation of grace. We know that today there is a phrase that's ubiquitous, that we see everywhere. And that phrase is, what would Jesus do? And you see that WWJD on bracelets and on necklaces, on book bags, on all kinds of trinkets and items. And the idea of that question is that anytime you have a decision in life, anytime you're considering what you should do, you should ask yourself the question, what would Jesus do? And then think about, well, what would he do? And whatever he would do, then that's what you should do in that given situation. Well, if we consider that, what would Jesus do? How do we reconcile that? Or do we reconcile that? Is there any contradiction between that and what Paul says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, be ye followers of me, that is of Paul, as I am of Christ? What's the difference between following Paul as he prescribes in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and asking the question, what would Jesus do? We're going to consider that question in this series of studies and understand how it is that we can have a walk pleasing to the Lord. Understand how it is that in our lives, when we come to a decision point and need to decide this way, or A, B, or C, or what decision do we make, what question do we ask ourselves? Is it, what would Jesus do? Or is there some other question that we should ask? And that statement, what would Jesus do, is always stated and considered in the context of Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry. In other words, what we're being encouraged to do is think about Jesus as he walked and taught here on the earth and understand what would Jesus do in his earthly ministry, in the context of him walking and talking and living and teaching here on the earth. What would he have done? In order to understand if that's a proper question or not, we need to understand a little bit about the context of his earthly ministry. And to do that, let's get two passages. Let's get Romans chapter 15 and Galatians chapter 4. Romans chapter 15 and verse 8 and Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. Romans 15:8 and Galatians 4:4. And in these two passages, we're going to read about the earthly ministry of Christ, read what it is that he came to do, what it is that he came to accomplish. Romans chapter 15, verse 8 says this, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Then Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, we read also about the earthly ministry of Christ. And in Galatians 4:4, we read this, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now, at least in those two passages, there are at least three things that we learn about the earthly ministry of Christ. Back in Romans chapter 15, verse 8, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision. So as we consider the earthly ministry of Christ, that's one of the first issues. The earthly ministry of Christ. In his earthly ministry, number one, he was a minister of the circumcision. So Jesus Christ, as he came and ministered here on the earth, ministered to a specific group of people. He ministered to a group of people known as the circumcision. We're going to talk more about each of these points as we go through the study today. But just to get them down on the board and understand the context of his earthly ministry. Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Secondly, the purpose of the earthly ministry of Christ is to confirm, and I'm just going to use the word here, prophecy. To confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Those promises made unto the fathers are the promises that we read in the prophets. So Jesus Christ is a minister of the circumcision to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. And then in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. The third point about the earthly ministry of Christ that Paul points out to us is that Jesus Christ lived and taught and was observant to the law of Moses, the Mosaic law. So those three things tell us a lot about the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. Tell us a lot about what it is that he was doing during that earthly ministry, and help us to understand a little bit more about that ministry and about whether or not we can use his earthly ministry as the pattern for our lives, for our conduct, for our service for the Lord here in the dispensation of grace. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 4. Let's look at these three issues, at these three items in the earthly ministry of Christ. Look at his own words and how the words that he speaks and the things that he taught fit in to these three categories. That he was a minister of the circumcision, that he's coming to confirm the promises made to the fathers, confirm those Old Testament prophecies, and third, that he lived under the law. Let's look at his earthly ministry and determine if, in fact, that is the case. If those things that Paul says about his earthly ministry are, in fact, confirmed by that earthly ministry. Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 17. Matthew 4 and verse 17. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, we read this, "From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Jesus Christ preaches a message, and if you look there in verse 23 of that same chapter, Matthew 4:23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Jesus Christ goes about teaching a specific message. That message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In verse 23, he goes about teaching the gospel of the kingdom. He preaches a specific gospel to a specific group of people, the circumcision, about a kingdom, the kingdom promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And the area that he ministers and the people that he ministers to are the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the circumcision. And he talks to the circumcision about that promised kingdom, confirming the prophecies concerning the kingdom, confirming the promises about the kingdom. In Matthew, we also learn the area of his ministry, which tells us once again that it involves the circumcision. In Matthew chapter 3, in verse 5, then went out unto him, and this is speaking of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, then went out to him Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Jerusalem, Judea, and the region round about the Jordan. He's preaching to this specific group of people, to the circumcision. He's confirming promises and prophecies made to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob about a kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. He is going to limit that ministry to this specific group of people, to the circumcision. Turn to the 10th chapter of Matthew. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 5. Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Notice they're preaching, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message confirming the promises and the prophecies to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, those promises made to the fathers. Notice to whom they preach it. They preach it in Matthew chapter 10, verse 6, go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In verse 5, he says, go not to the Gentiles, go not to the Samaritans, you go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You see, as you look at the earthly ministry of Christ and you consider the context of that ministry, it becomes very clear that it's a very focused, very targeted ministry. We oftentimes have the impression or the idea that Jesus Christ came to this earth and he just went everywhere doing good and healing everybody that came to him and ministering to all. And that's certainly not the case. Scripture does not bear that out. Scripture is very specific. What Paul says about the earthly ministry of Christ in his epistles is borne out as you look at the earthly ministry of Christ as recorded for us by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That is a very targeted ministry, targeted at a specific group of people, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the circumcision, confirming the promises and the prophecies made to the fathers of that group of people, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Turn with me, if you will, to the 23rd chapter of Matthew, Matthew chapter 23. And we see that in Matthew 23, Jesus Christ is going to confirm obedience to the law. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 1, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not after their works, for they say and do not. The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. They sit in the seat of authority of the law. They are the lawyers, if you will. Now, he tells them, you don't be like them because they teach the law but don't do the law. You need to do the law. But the point is, they sit in Moses' seat. They have that authority under the law, and you need to obey them and give them that authority. If we turn back to the 5th chapter of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5 and verse number... let's go to verse 17. Matthew 5 and verse 17. Jesus Christ says this, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. So Jesus Christ says, I didn't come to destroy this law of Moses. I came to fulfill the law of Moses. Not one jot or one tittle. You need to keep every jot and tittle of that law of Moses. It's your responsibility. It's your law. God gave the law to the circumcision as part of the promises and the prophecies. And you, Israel, that Jesus Christ ministered to in his earthly ministry, you need to maintain that law and keep that law. So Jesus Christ teaches something in his earthly ministry that's very foreign in a way to the way we view things today. He limited his ministry to the circumcision. Today, we have an everyman ministry that all the world might come to know God. Every man might come to know Jesus Christ. He's confirming the promises and the prophecies made to the fathers. We're going to see in a few minutes that Paul gives us some information that is not confirming the prophecies and the promises of the Old Testament, but mystery information, new information. And then the law of Moses, we're going to see that our apostle Paul tells us that we are no longer under the law, but under grace. Turn to the book of Matthew again, chapter 28, or still, I should say, still in the book of Matthew, chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. And notice that Jesus Christ, at the end of his ministry, is going to expand the ministry of his apostles beyond just the circumcision out to the Gentiles. But it's interesting that as he does that, as he expands the ministry of his apostles out to the Gentiles, he maintains this issue of teaching them the law. Go and teach the law to the Gentiles. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, we read this. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Notice, you go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So when these apostles, if they were ultimately to go to the Gentiles, to the nations, and interestingly enough, those apostles that Jesus Christ ministered to there never did go to the Gentiles, never did go to the nations. It's just a matter of scriptural history that they never made it to the nations. That ministry is given over to someone else, to another apostle, to Paul. But as these men are being talked to, Jesus Christ is talking to them about going to the nations, he says, you teach them to observe all things I have commanded you. And a part of that, of course, was that law of Moses. You go teach the Gentiles the law of Moses. You go teach the Gentiles about the promises and the prophecies that I gave to the fathers, that I gave to the fathers of the circumcision. You teach them all things I have commanded you in my earthly ministry. Now, by contrast to that, we look at the ministry of Paul. Turn to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 9. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 9. And in Galatians 2, 9, Paul is going to talk to us about his ministry. In fact, he's having a discussion here with Peter, James, and John. And in Galatians 2, verse number 7, he says this, but contrariwise, when they, Peter, James, and John, and the other apostles, saw that the ministry, that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship that we should go to the heathen and they to the circumcision. Now it's interesting. Paul says, as the gospel of the circumcision was committed to Peter, so the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me. As the gospel of the circumcision was committed unto Peter, so the gospel of the uncircumcision is committed unto me. Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision. When Paul comes along, he says, you know, now there's a gospel of the uncircumcision. In verse 9, Paul and Barnabas would go to the heathen, to the uncircumcision, and the others would confine their ministry to the circumcision. You see, in Paul's ministry, there's a marked change. Whereas Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry and his apostles during that time are limiting their ministry to the circumcision, Paul's ministry is specifically targeted at the uncircumcision. Turn with me back to Romans chapter 11 and verse 13. As those 12 apostles called during the earthly ministry of Christ are called specifically to minister to the nation Israel. You go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He told those apostles, you will sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. In Romans chapter 11, verse 13, Paul says, I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. An apostle, 12 apostles to the circumcision, one apostle to the uncircumcision, to the Gentiles. You and I, the vast majority of you listening to my voice today, are Gentiles by birth. All of us, no matter what your nationality of birth, have been declared by God to be unbelievers, and in that sense to be Gentiles, separated, alienated from Him. There is neither Jew nor Gentile today, for we have all come short of the glory of God. So in that sense, all men today are Gentiles in God's sight, in that none of us are nigh to God, all of us are separated from Him. That's a marked change. The earthly ministry of Christ targeted a specific group, the circumcision, the nation Israel, the 12 tribes, Paul's ministry, and every man ministry to the uncircumcision. What about confirming the promises and the prophecies made to the fathers? Romans chapter 16 and verse number 25. Romans 16 and verse 25. Paul says this, now to him there's a power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Three things that will establish you: Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, my gospel, number one. Number two, the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. And number three, the scriptures of the prophets. But how is Paul preaching Christ? Paul says, I am preaching Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. Not Jesus Christ according to the promises and the prophecies of the Old Testament. Not Jesus Christ confirming the prophecies, but Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. I preach Christ according to a mystery message. Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. That's different than Christ presented confirming the promises and the prophecies to the fathers. And finally, what about the law? Romans chapter 6 and verse number 14. Romans 6 and verse 14, Paul says this, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. As we turn to Galatians, we read a similar statement by Paul. Romans 6, we are not under law, but under grace. Galatians chapter 5, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he's a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Jesus Christ, made of a woman, made under the law, and taught the law, and lived by the law, and proclaimed the law. Paul says, you put away the law. If you go back under the law, you're fallen from grace. Be not entangled again with that yoke of bondage. So what Paul tells us is very different than what Christ tells us. What Christ taught in his earthly ministry is very different than what Paul taught. Now understand, everything that Paul teaches in his epistles comes from the ascended Christ. He tells us in Galatians chapter 1, I received it not of men, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So when we say these things are in Paul's epistles, and we say it's different than what Christ taught, it's different than what Christ taught in his earthly ministry. But it is exactly what Christ taught to Paul the apostle from his position ascended and seated at the right hand of the Father. It is exactly what Christ taught for believers in the dispensation of grace. And the next 3 weeks, we'll look at some specific areas and understand the distinction between what did the earthly Christ teach, that minister of the circumcision confirming the promises under the Mosaic law, as opposed to what Paul taught, a minister of the uncircumcision with a mystery message and doing away with the law of Moses as a means of righteousness. What is the instruction based on this new set of standards as opposed to the set of standards during the earthly ministry of Christ? And why then would we follow Paul rather than following Christ in his earthly ministry? As you continue to tune in the next 3 weeks, we'll answer those questions. Right now, we'd like to invite you to write to us here at Grace Alive with any questions or comments that you might have. Our address is Grace Alive, 743 Ridge Road, Fallen Timber, Pennsylvania, 16639. Our web address, www.gracealive.org, and our toll-free phone number, 877-53-GRACE. We look forward to hearing from you this week with questions or comments that you might have. If you'd like to receive audio or video cassette tapes, CDs, or DVDs of this entire month's series of studies, just request the series, What Would Jesus Do? We'll be glad to get it out to you without any cost or obligation. And now, till next week, when we trust that you'll be tuned in with us again, it's our prayer and our desire that God's grace would truly be alive in your life.